The sea ice in the Arctic Ocean is nearly finished with its seasonal melting. Soon, the onset of longer nights will begin freezing it up again, but by the time it's over, this year's sea ice withdrawal may be a record, APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
In the years since the unexpected record sea ice withdrawal of 2007, a survey has been running among computer modelers. One model is the University of Washington PIOMAS, or Pan-Arctic Ice Ocean Modeling and Assimilation System, run by Dr. Jin-Lung Zhang, with data from numerous investigators, including Dr. Ron Lindsay.
My guess is it's about even money. It'll surpass the record of 2007.
Indeed, the latest observations show the sea ice withdrawal at this point tracking the 2007 record almost exactly, according to the National Snow and Ice Data Center. The maximum should be reached in the next couple of weeks, depending in part on how much the ice is scattered by winds and how much it is melted by warm water from underneath. But whether this year is a record or not, the work of Lindsay's group tells us to brace ourselves for more records. Their analysis takes into account the thickness of the ice and says that last year there was less total ice volume in the Arctic than the record year of 2007.
This year is on track to be even lower. Last year, while it was very low, this year is also going to be low. The interesting question here is not so much that it was a record this year or last year. It's that there's a consistent trend. The volume has been going down, as has the ice extent. And so when you have a consistent trend, you, of course, are going to have records from year to year.
It seemed for a while that the sea ice withdrawal had reached some sort of temporary plateau after 2007. The big question was how temporary, and the model from the University of Washington says very temporary. It arrives at this conclusion by incorporating reams of data from hard observations to get a three-decade timeline that enables them to reduce the margins of error in the various forms of measuring.
There are different technologies, and there are different errors associated with all of them. And in addition, the satellite measurements only go back a few years.
Measurements from the U.S. ICESat, for instance, didn't begin until 2003. That satellite died in early 2010 and has not yet been replaced. The PIOMAS model was able to go back long before that, to 1979, using data from moorings and a large number of measurements taken by submarines under the ice.
They go back clear back into the 70s. And although they don't go everywhere and they don't go up all the time, there are substantial amounts of measurements from the submarines.
When the computer's model of ice thickness is incorporated into the maps of sea ice extent, a clear downward trend shows up. The Arctic is losing its thicker ice, the ice that has built up over multiple years. It is not replenishing as strongly as in the past. Some has washed into the Atlantic Ocean, but for whatever reason,
the main story is that the ice is thinner so that it melts out. And we're seeing that more and more, of course.
So when it comes to the actual volume of the Arctic sea ice in the fall, the model says it has been steadily declining for 32 years. PIOMAS does have a 30% margin of error, but even at the limit of that margin, the ice volume last September was a new record and lower than 2007. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.